Hey, Calvin.
How you doing?
Hey, Calvin, do you anticipate Nnamdi Asamoah or Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie being on you on Sunday?
Come again?
Do you anticipate Nnamdi Asamoah or Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie covering you on Sunday?
I'm not sure. You know, from watching film, I think it was Cromartie travel with, who were we watching on Sunday's traveling still? Mike Wallace, I think last week he was traveling with him, but we don't know. We can't call it. We're just going to the game, expecting man reality zone.
Calvin, the Eagles' pass defense hasn't let up too many big plays. They've been pretty good against the pass and those big bombs. What have you seen from them as a unit?
Rally to the ball. You know, pretty good at, put it like this, are pretty good at being around the ball. You know, those two corners, they got two good ones. And, that's what they expect from those guys.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not off to the start that you guys had hoped for. What's been behind that, especially offensively? You guys aren't putting up the numbers and the points like you had in 2011.
Well, it's kind of trippy. One, I like to start with the offense. You know, just teams playing the coverage is their plan. They're not going to let us do what we did last year as far as just going up and down the field. So they're doctoring up coverages, whether it be cover six, cover two man. You know, we see a lot of that stuff, you know, but this week could be different, so we'll see when we get out there on Sunday.
Is any of it perhaps related to Matt and his health, and was this a good week for him to have the bye?
Yeah, I think it was a good week for guys to get back fully healthy, get back fresh. You know, I think that Matt is fine. You know, that's something that you have to ask him about. From what I said, looks like he's good.
It seemed that Nnamdi's played against bigger guys, and Rodgers-Cromartie's played against speed guys. You're kind of the rare 6'5 guy who runs a 4.3. Do you usually see more of the press guys or more of the speed corners?
Let's see. Let me think. From the past, I saw a lot of the press guys. You know, they just try to slow you down off the ball, you know, a little bit. But, you know, it's not like I say, man. It's going to be it's tough calls, but they got two good ones.
Do you have a preference, Nnamdi or DRC? Who would you rather pick?
What are you seeing out of Nnamdi and film study, Calvin?
You know, he likes to press. Rodgers more so like to play off, but he's good at press as well, you know. I think it depends a lot on the situation that they're in the game and the calls that their coordinator make as to how they play. But for the most part, Nnamdi, he's up close.
At 6'5", can any cornerback or defensive back at about 5'10", 5'11", guard you?
Of course, I'm going to say no, you know, just being competitive. But, you know, that's the dream. If I do everything right, do what I'm supposed to do, no.
From what I hear, you have a relationship with Brandon Boykin. What's your background with him?
I don't have a relationship with him at all, I don't think.
Boykin?
What about his brother?
His brother.
Did he play at Georgia? I know Boykin did, his brother. Because I'm not sure if I played Boykin when I was a kid.
No, you didn't, but he said he
grew up or went to a different high school as, like, his brother Alfred or something.
Sure, I can't tell you. I don't know.
What do you think of them giving the Rams kicker the name Legatron?
I'll track him out. That was a good one. Is he the rookie kicker?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, he bombed a couple 50-yarders.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Do you see Nnamdi? Does he seem like the same kind of corner that he was in Oakland? Any chance that he's lost any speed and is making up for it in some other way?
Honestly, I didn't really watch him when he was in Oakland because we never played those guys until like last year. And besides my first year, I'm trying to see. I'm sure he was there my first year. I don't know if he played. He probably was covering Roy my first year. But ever since then, you know, I didn't really see him until this year, maybe a little bit last year. But I can't really compare him now and where he was before because I never really watched him unless I go back and watch the film from his early in his Oakland days.
Hey, Calvin, do you recall the game 2 years ago when I think it was Michael Vick's first start as an Eagle? Do you recall what you thought of how he played that game and what you see now out of him?
You're talking about, you said a couple of years ago?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, the game. Yeah.
Let's see, what did he do to us that year?
Back and forth game and then
won.
What'd you say?
Eagles won. Best had a big game running.
That's I mean, that's the thing we know about him, man. He see that open field, and even if it's just one, maybe two guys out there, he feels that he got the speed to run around him and make one guy miss. So one thing we got to do is be disciplined and stay in our spots on defense.
It sounds like from what Jim Schwartz said today, they're playing you in the slot to try to avoid double teams. How frequently do you get in the slot, and what kind of coverage do you see when you get in there?
We do a lot of it, and a lot of times it's like this called a box coverage where they will like play four over however many two or three in the box, and the deepest takes the deepest. You know, the shallow guy takes the slot, one guy takes the inside, and one guy takes the out. Takes the deeper out, you know. So I figure they'll probably box us up, and that's what they've been doing on film so far.
Calvin, what percentage of the time do you get double teamed?
I tell you this, it's only been like not even 10 to 15 snaps this year where we've had one on one or something like it, you know. So a lot.
What about triple team? There have been some games where you can see triple teams. What percentage would you say that happens?
I couldn't call it. You know, I can't call that. You know, once I see doubles, I mean, anything more, you just double coverage.
How about quadruple team?
Do you think there's a defense that you haven't seen yet?
Come again?
Do you think there's kind of a defensive coverage that you haven't seen yet?
I mean, I'm sure that some coordinator could doctor something up. They do it every year.
I was gonna say, it seems like teams have the book on you and all that. How do you manage to get through all that in terms of how to defend you?
It all depends on the combinations we call, you know, and just, I mean, it's a game of leverage, you know. You got to use your leverage, you know. You just come back to the quarterback. It doesn't matter where they play it. You just got to find a way. That's our motto.
What's the mood around there right now? I mean, a lot of people had you guys being a contender this year, and you start off 1-3.
Yeah, I mean, it slowly came off to a slow start. Those games, they're small mistakes that turn into big mistakes, you know, and eventually you lose the game because of them. I mean, that's what happened in our losses so far. You know, we've done a lot of good things, but at the same time, it's those little mistakes, those little details that we haven't been up on that cost us.
Is there anyone on the Eagles team who you're friendly with or you have a background with?
I don't have a big background with Vic. We're cool, though, because I see him off the field every now and then. Let's see, who else I know over there? I'm cool with a bunch of guys over there from Deshaun. Who else over there do I know? I don't think there's anybody that I played with in college or anything like that. But
no, there's no Georgia Tech guys. Cool. Yeah.